You know, as we gather at this service each year, I know all of us would acknowledge that we have a lot to be thankful for. But I think we'd also acknowledge that day in and day out, there's a lot that competes with our attitude of being thankful. We can read the news. We can hear the gossip at work. We know the swirl that's going on in our world. And sometimes it's just simply difficult to be thankful regardless of circumstances. So I just encourage you this evening. It's going to be a really quick time together as we gather in the presence of the Lord in this building, that to try really, really hard to get past all the stuff and really be thankful. Be thankful for just the little details of life. To be thankful for the big things, the little things, and all the things in between. So John, if you'll put up the psalm for us to read tonight, or I'm going to read it to us, I should say. It's Psalm 107, 1 through 9. It says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His faithful love endures forever. Has the Lord redeemed you? Then speak out. Tell others He has saved you from your enemies. For He has gathered the exiles from many lands, from east and west, from north and south. Some wandered in the desert, lost and homeless. Hungry and thirsty, they nearly died. Lord, help," they cried in their trouble, "and He rescued them from their distress. He led them straight to safety, to a city where they could live. Let them praise the Lord for His great love and for all His wonderful deeds to them. For He satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things." Will you join me in prayer? Father, as we gather in this building this evening, You are worthy of all of our praise. And Lord, every single word that we just read is true about us. Father, without You, we are hungry and thirsty, and we are lost and we are homeless. And You have brought us to a place, Father, where we can proclaim the good news of Christ, and we can proclaim to the lost the salvation of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we come to a time where, Lord, I pray that all these praises somehow just gather this evening and resonate out from this building. I don't understand that, Lord, but I believe praising You and honoring You in a gathering like this resonates. I believe evil can't stand to hear it. I believe evil doesn't want anything to do with it. And so, Lord, as we lift up praises and thanksgiving, we say all glory and honor to You, the one true living God. There never has been another, and there never will be another. In Your precious Son's name we pray. Amen. Right now we're going to do a responsive reading. I'll read the bold type, and then you guys in unison of some sort can read the other type, okay? This is always interesting to me how this works out. So let's begin. "I will give thanks to the Lord, enter His gates with thanksgiving, go into His courts with praise, give thanks to Him and bless His name. I will thank You in front of the entire congregation. I will praise You before all the people. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His faithful and love endures forever. I will thank the Lord because He is just. I will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. I will thank You, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of the marvelous things You have done. We thank You, O God. We give thanks because You are near. People everywhere tell of Your mighty miracles. Lord is my strength, my shield from every danger. I trust in Him with all my heart. He helps me. My heart is filled with joy. I burst out in songs of thanksgiving. I will fulfill my vows to You, O God, and offer a sacrifice of thanks for Your help. I thank You for answering my prayer and saving me. Save us, O God of our salvation. Gather and rescue us from among the nations so we can thank Your holy name and rejoice and praise You. Praise the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His faithful love endures forever." And now let's all read this together. "Give thanks to the Lord and proclaim His greatness. Let the whole world know what He has done." All of us stand here this evening because somebody, a lot of somebodies, went before us to sacrifice their very life so we can gather in this place and say, "Praise be to God. Thank You, Lord, for all the good things, the things we don't like, for the ways You've blessed us, the ways You've taken care of us." There are people on duty this very evening around the world to make sure we're safe. And like I just said, many have given their life. And at this very moment, there are people around the world that are prepared to give their life so we can gather here, so we can say, thank you, Lord, in freedom. And I know that every one of us here know people personally that have given their life probably just in the recent years. But I also know that everyone here has had opportunity to live in freedom that was paid for by somebody else. We live off somebody else willing to pay the price for us. And so now I'm going to pray a prayer for us to pray a prayer of thanksgiving for them, a prayer of praise for them, and a prayer of protection for them. Because just like I know every single day, God protects me from my stupidity a lot of days, and He never calls me on it. He just says, God, Dane, I love you so much, I'm going to protect you. There's a lot of people around the world this very moment, we don't know their names, but they're willing to protect me in spite of me at times not being thankful and not praying for them. And that's on me. But tonight, as we gather here, we want to pray a prayer of protection and blessing upon our armed forces, our men and women that are serving at this very moment. And none of us here probably know the great danger that some of them are really in. But they're willing to pay the ultimate price. So let's pray. Father, what a privilege to be born in a time, in a place, in a country that, Lord, some way, somehow, that I really can't comprehend, Father, that you've given us men and women from ages past all the way to the present that have willingly said yes to serve their country, to serve their fellow man, to serve people at times that just simply take it for granted as if they're entitled to it. Well, that's wrong, but Lord, we say thank you. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for all the men and women, all the families that have sacrificed and are sacrificing right now. That, Lord, on this week of Thanksgiving, they're not going to be under the same roof. And, Lord, I know there will be a lot of memories stirred. God, I'm asking you, I'm begging you, I'm pleading with you, bless them and protect them. Lord, I pray especially for those who have lost loved ones. Lord, I know that it'll be heavy on their heart. And that, God, that the memories this week that you supernaturally can let that bring a smile to their face. And that, Lord, we can be gracious for them, both the families and our soldiers. Because, God, they are a blessing. And they're a blessing because you appointed them. You called them. You ordained them. And we say praise be to God. And, Lord, I would pray, whether it be in the middle of the night or middle of the day, at our busiest moment, or, Lord, at our quietest moment, that we would intercede for them on a regular basis. Lord, may we never take our freedom for granted, because it is a gift to be used to proclaim the good news of Jesus. And, Lord, we lay all this before you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father, lead me day by day, ever in thine own sweet way. Teach me to be pure and true. Show me what I ought to do. When in danger, make me brave. Make me know that you can save. Keep me safe by your dear side. Let me in your love abide. Heavenly Father, lead me day by day till I at last go home. Heavenly Father, lead me day by day till I at last go home to you. when I'm tempted to do wrong. Make me steadfast, wise, and strong, and when all alone I stand, shield me with thy mighty hand. Heavenly Father, lead me day by day till I at last go home. Heavenly Father, lead me day by day till I at last go home to you. Heavenly Father, lead me day by day till I at last go home to you. Heavenly Father, lead me day by day till I at last go home to you. When in danger, make me brave. Make me know that you can save. Keep me safe by your dear side. Let me in your love abide. Father, lead me. Father, lead me day by day, ever in thine own sweet way. Teach me to be pure and true. Teach me what I ought to do. I want to thank you, Lord. Your love has set me free. Thank you, Lord. I am saved eternally. I want to thank you, Lord. I'm healed in Jesus' name. Given my life, I will never be the same. I want to thank you, Lord. Your love has set me free. Thank you, Lord. I am saved eternally. I want to thank you, Lord. I'm healed in Jesus' name. Given my life, I will never be the same. Open your heart. Open my heart to worship you. Singing your praises all my days. Open my heart to worship you. Your praises all my days. I lift my hand. I lift my hand to worship you. I lift my hand to worship you. I give my life and I give my life serve you, Lord. I give my life. I will serve you, Lord. I want to thank you, Lord. Your love has set me free. Thank you, Lord. I am saved eternally. I want to thank you, Lord. I'm healed in Jesus' name. Given my life, I will never be the same. Open my heart to worship you. Singing your praises all my days. Open my heart to worship you. Singing your praises all my days. I lift my hand to worship you. I lift my hand to worship you. And I give my life to serve you. serve you, Lord. I give my life. I will serve you, Lord. Now I want to thank you, Lord. Your love has set me free. Thank you, Lord. I am saved eternally. I want to thank you, Lord. I'm healed in Jesus' name. Given my life, I will never be the same. I want to thank you, Lord.
Good evening. As is a good opportunity to remind one another, to encourage one another, we share things that we're thankful for. So the floor is open. I'm here. I've got my trusty, dusty little microphone here. And we would like for you to share, as God leads you, what you are thankful for. So wave and I'm heading in your direction. All right, Logan, here you go.
I'm thankful I'm about to get to see my beautiful nephew.
Maybe some snow too, huh?
Yeah, that too.
That's possible. All right.
And I'm thankful I have the best mother-in-law.
All right. All right, James. Here you go.
I'm thankful for family.
Yes, thankful for family. Amen. Yes, sir.
I'm thankful for family, my wife, and most of all, God healing my sister that's still in the hospital at this time. Thankful for that.
Yes, yes. Thank you.
I'm thankful that our family continues to multiply.
Yes, it does.
I'm thankful for Reverend Reynolds and his wife for opening their heart and their church to me.
For a wonderful family and all my church family also.
Family, church family. Others? Yes, ma'am.
I'm thankful for God for life, health, and strength. Thank God for family and my husband and our children.
It's easy sometimes to forget that we have good health to be thankful for, isn't it? Till we have a bump in the road for forgiveness, Jesus dying on the cross.
I just want to say I'm thankful for the for Dusty and Rick and Dane and Larry back in the day, allowing some knucklehead to get an idea to a baseball camp with a Christian twist to it, and just everybody here that have helped throughout the years, and for a nice warm blanket that kept me warm the last few nights. Deba?
I'm thankful for Jesus calling my name. And for my family, and for all of you. And I'm really thankful for getting to spend some time with the teenagers, with the youth, just working on this silly play. That's just a blessing. And for the 2 and 3s, they're so cute.
I am very thankful for that group of college young men and women up there all together. It warms my heart to see what they have become over the years. Indeed.
Thankful for God's continued hand of healing and his hand of mercy.
Amen.
Bobby and I just came from Miss Betty's house, and she's up and walking. She is walking. Wow. She's got a walker that helps her stabilize her, but she's walking. She came in and out of the house several times today. That's awesome. That is really something to do.
Yes. The ramp done? Ramp's done. Yes. Thank. Now, you all do know that, you know, that ramp was built with great love by our servants who probably don't want me to mention their name, so I won't, because that's who they are. Anybody else? We're going to kind of transition from our time of sharing thanks to a time of offering God ourselves again. Sort of in a preparation time for our sharing communion together. Maybe this needs to be a quiet time for you where you are, or maybe you need to come and kneel here at the front for a few minutes. We're going to leave some time for you to do what you feel led to do. Gary's going to be playing some music in the background, but you know, one of the things that Scripture says we are to do is, when we come together to share this time, that we're supposed to allow God to help us examine ourselves And so that's what this time is. It's not, oh, you know, some ooh, weird, let's see if something happens. It's just a matter of us allowing God to speak to us in the quiet of our hearts. Sometimes it helps folks to do that here, and sometimes it's great where you are. It doesn't matter. But that's what this time's for. So I'm gonna lead us in a brief prayer, and then after a few minutes of giving you that opportunity, then I'll come back and we'll enter into our sharing of time of communion. Okay, let's pray. Father, we humble ourselves before you. Lord, we understand the gravity of what you did for us when you sent your Son to die on the cross. And Lord, the importance of what happens to us because we allow that event to be relived in our lives. And that, Lord, we get to experience the blessing of being born anew, because your Spirit comes to live in us when we give in. And that's all we ever had to do was confess and give in. Lord, I pray that you would speak to our hearts tonight. That, Lord, we would realize that you want us to be right with you and you want us to be right with others. That as we share this time as your people, as the family you've called us to be, that you want us to be spotless. And that your death on the cross allows that to be possible. If we'll but come before you and be honest and repent. Speak to us tonight as we prepare. when Jesus gathered with his friends, he knew what he was facing. He knew what the next thing was. They didn't. And he took the bread, and as was common, he broke it after he blessed it. And as he did that, he said something to them that made no sense. This is my body, broken for you. He reinterpreted anything they ever knew about the Passover at that moment in time and inserted himself in the most important place in history. And he told them they needed to eat it. And it kind of shocked them. Then he took the cup, as was the custom, and he blessed it. And after he did that, he said something that probably startled even more. Because he said, this is my blood of the new covenant. Drink all of it. That would scare me to death if I didn't understand what he was saying. But they did it. So as we come together tonight, let's kind of remember and be amazed or startled or something other than just sharing this meal, remembering what Jesus has done for us and looking forward to Him coming back again and not just doing it like we've done it all the time. But maybe we have questions. And the cool thing is together we get to find the answers because He's promised that He'd be here amongst us. Dang, I guess it's you and me this evening. The body of Christ broken for you, Dang. And the blood of Jesus shed for you. The table set. You come as God leads you.
Here in this time, here in this place, here we are standing face to face. Here in our hearts, here in our lives, our God is here. Here for the broken, here for the strong, here in this temple we belong. Here in our hearts, here in our lives, our God is here. We cry, holy, holy, holy are you. We cry, holy, holy, holy. Amen, we do believe our God is here. Our God is here. Here in the world, God is revealed. Here where the wounded can be healed. Here in our hearts, here in our lives, our God is here. Here we become what we receive. Here in this Eucharistic feast. We are His body, living as one. Our God is here. We cry, holy, holy, holy and true. We cry, holy, holy, holy are you. Amen, we do believe our God is here. Our God is here. We cry, holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. We cry, holy, holy, holy and true. Amen, we do believe our God is here. Our God is here. Cry, holy, holy, holy are you. We cry, holy, holy, holy and true. Amen, we do believe. Amen, we do believe. Amen, we do believe our God is here. Our God is here.
I have one thing to ask. Are you thankful? Let's live it. Let's live it. Let's bow. Father, we thank you. You have done so much for us. You have been so good to us. Lord, let us live lives of gratitude. Let us live lives that are free and that are gracious so that others may see and may experience the same things that we have, even better, and that they too will have hearts full of gratitude to the great God who is living and who loves. Let us leave in Jesus' name to go love the world and be thankful. Amen. All right, we're going to pray over Dusty. Now, Audrey, do we pray that he gets his voice back? Ah.
Thank you for praying for Dusty.
Thank you. that he gets his voice back definitely by the time he gets to Wisconsin, right? All right. Yes, they are. He said some of the people are conflicted. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Dane, why don't you come up here with me? Father God, we thank you for Dusty, for his great encouragement, his great investment in each one of us. We thank you for calling him, for leading him. Lord, we're asking now that you would heal him. That, Lord, you would allow his voice and his vocal cords to relax and become healed and supple and have no pain. Lord, thank you that he hasn't had much pain so far, but we're praying now that you would just allow those vocal cords to relax and that, Lord, he would be able to speak. We thank you again for what you're going to do and what you've done. It's remarkable. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. We'll sing our way out.
Glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, I bow.